So today, at this period, when we spend time with some heart practices to tenderize and open the heart, we'll start with the traditional metta meditation. Many of you are familiar with metta, which usually is translated as loving kindness. And it is a wonderful complement to the mindfulness practice. We've been saying since the retreat started that we're cultivating a kind awareness. And sometimes the kindness can be forgotten. But as you're cultivating the metta consciously, it starts to infuse, permeate the mindfulness practice. Sometimes the word loving kindness can seem so lofty and noble and maybe a little bit out of our reach. You might just think of it as kindness, much more accessible. We're just cultivating and supporting a kind heart. And when you do the metta practice, sometimes everything but metta arises, trying to cultivate kindness, and you see all your pettiness or judgments or unskillful actions or anger or fear. This is quite natural. You're not doing anything wrong if you feel like you just want to bolt out of the room and not hear one more phrase of kindness. It's quite natural that other things come up. And so when they do, to hold them with kindness as best you can, not take it personally, just realizing this is a natural kind of purification that one goes through. Or if at any time it's too much to be trying to cultivate kindness or loving kindness, then you can just revert to the mindfulness practice and simply be with whatever feelings that are arising. Oh, this is anger, this is fear, this is aversion, this is confusion or whatever. Or, I think I'll just come back into the breath or listen to sounds. You don't have to make it harder than it is. Just do what supports you in meeting the moment with a kind heart or a non-contentious, non-fighting heart. When you do the metta, the traditional way, there are phrases that one can use to just open the heart with their meaning. And I'll offer some traditional phrases. You can use other words if you prefer, or not use the phrases at all if they seem to get in the way. When I was taught metta, it was very helpful to hear that either if the phrase is going, fine. You might also have an image that evokes a feeling of tenderness or kindness or open-heartedness. That's fine. Or sometimes the feeling itself will be predominant and you feel a real softening or open-heartedness towards yourself or somebody. And that's fine too. If any one of those is happening, this is really skillful. Sometimes all three of them can be happening. Fine. You're not trying to get any gold star or any kind of super metta meditation score. Just know that even if you're saying the words and you're not feeling them, if you wish you could feel them, that's good enough. This is important, because you're saying, I'm just not feeling loving kindness. Gosh, I wish I could feel loving kindness. This is good enough, because there's a part of you that would like to open your heart. Start right there. Start right where you are. So as you sit here, find a position you can be reasonably comfortable in. It's a bit harder to extend loving kindness when your body is racked with pain. So just find a reasonably comfortable position. And if you need to move when you're doing it, then just move. That's absolutely fine. Get comfortable. And begin by placing your attention on your heart center, that place that we usually think of that can be touched by others or touches others. If you like, some people find it helpful to actually physically touch their heart. You see if that's helpful. Otherwise, to just focus on your heart and breathe in, if you can imagine it, breathe in all the good energy that's in this room. There's so much goodwill in this room. And let it come right through your heart and fill your whole being. And as you breathe out, just radiate it out as a gesture of generosity to share your own goodwill. Don't try too hard. Just relax and allow that energy to come into you and let it move through you and send it out, if that feels right. You feel a connection with this field of goodwill that's here. Traditionally, we go through various categories of people as a way to cultivate that good heart, and we'll do different ones each day, starting with ourselves. The first day we do either self or benefactor, which is another alternative if going to yourself is too much of a challenge. It's interesting how it's easier for us to send goodwill and kindness towards others often before we can give it to ourselves. But the Buddha said it's really important to acknowledge and see the goodness inside as well. There's a line, he says, you could search the whole world over and not find anyone more worthy of love than ourself. So to begin, get in touch with the goodness that you bring to this retreat, whatever it was that made you want to sign up for it, or you're bringing in these days, whatever sincerity or courage or willingness to be with experience that you're bringing, and appreciate that in yourself. Appreciate that probably you want to be as kind and loving and wise as you can for those around you. Even if you're not always feeling that, that would be probably your sincere wish. Let yourself feel that and feel the wholesomeness of that. And you might also notice the other good qualities that you have, that you've been gifted with in this life. And with that reflection, perhaps you feel somewhat deserving of being treated with kindness. Treat yourself with kindness. And you deserve to be happy, because your happiness is something that everybody benefits from. And I'll say these phrases, and you can, if you can, have an image that connects you with the phrase. And I was taught, it's like you're showering the yourself or that image with a blessing of these words. So, first phrase, may I be safe from inner and outer harm. You might have an image of yourself in a very safe moment or safe place as a way to evoke that thought. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. And let yourself feel that if it's available. And just rest in that feeling of safety. The next phrase, may I be happy, content. And again, use whatever words resonate with you. Just wish happiness for yourself or contentment. And you might think of a time when you were happy or are happy or feeling very contented as a way to remember. When you had a big smile on your face or just a soft sense of well-being. I wish that for yourself. Next phrase, may I be healthy and strong, to whatever extent is possible for this body. May I be healthy and strong. And again, think of a time where you're feeling very vital or having energy, and just wish that for yourself. Just shower yourself with that wish. And the last phrase, may I live with ease, or ease of well-being. And what that means is not complicated, not stressed, a sense of ease, able to take care of yourself happily. And think of a situation or a time where there is ease. Perhaps a beautiful day out in nature, or with a good friend, uncomplicated. May I live with ease. And if you can get an image, just wish that for yourself. Again, I'll say the phrases, may I be safe. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. May I be happy and content. May I be healthy and strong. May I live with ease. And you can shorten the phrases too if you like. In this way, may I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And now I'll be quiet for a few moments, and you can either say these phrases, or if there are other words or just a general feeling of kindness towards yourself, appreciation, in your own way, saying or feeling these thoughts of well-wishing towards yourself. common phrase that sometimes people find helpful, a different phrase, may I love and accept myself just as I am. Just whatever you want to wish yourself, do it right now. And now, as an alternative to sending it metta towards yourself, also want to offer the category of benefactor that you can use whenever you are finding it hard to be kind to yourself. And this is somebody who you have a lot of gratitude for. Maybe who's inspired you or who believes in you, who supported you, been a mentor, or a really solid friend that has enriched your life. And for a moment, just feel that gratitude. And with that generosity of heart and grateful heart, wish them these same kinds of thoughts. Have an image of them and wish them well. May you be safe from all harm. May you be really happy. May you be healthy and strong to whatever extent possible for you. Again, have an image of that. May you live with ease. You might add, may you feel my gratitude, or simply thank you. And just wish them well in whatever way resonates for you. Just for the next few moments till the end, you can continue doing the metta towards yourself or benefactor, or just come back to the mindfulness if that feels right.